Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for joining me and hanging out. You could be anywhere, but you're hanging out with me, and that's pretty cool. I thank you so much for that. And pardon me. I hope everybody's having a great week. And tonight we've got a great show. We've got a very young 11-year-old. She's an up-and-coming musician, actress, internet star, and her name is Kayla Bohan, and we're going to have her on very shortly. We're waiting for Kayla to call in so that we can talk to her, and when we do, we're going to get to know Kayla. Can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure you are too, and I think she may perform for us live, which is pretty cool. So I think on the phone right now is Kayla. Kayla Bohan, is that you?
Yes, this is me. Hi.
Hi. Am I pronouncing your last name right or am I butchering it?
It's Bohan, but...
Bohan. I'm sorry. Everybody, Kayla Bohan, welcome to the show, Kayla. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me here. Hi.
Well, it's funny. Before you called in, I was saying that we have a young, and then I said, oh, a very young, very, very young. And my goodness, you're only 11. So when did you start to get involved in wanting to be an actress and a singer? I mean, obviously, as a kid, you were probably very dramatic doing things around the house and stuff. But when did you want to get serious?
Well, I really wanted to get actually getting into my acting career. That started around when I was 6 or 7. Because that's when my mom took notice of my interests, and she put me in a short film. It's called Kayla, and we made a feature film for that too. And I had very good memories.
Wait a minute, wait. Why did she call it Kayla? I'm only kidding.
Well,
that was a joke. That was a joke.
Well, not really based on my real life. But,
so what'd you do, like skits or little stories or singing? And she would film you?
Yes. We started with a vlog that was called A Daily Life with Kayla. And then we started creating more projects, and that's how it led it to me here.
Very cool. Now, I went and I saw a couple of your things that you have on Instagram and YouTube. You're very sweet and you're very innocent, and I like what you portray to the younger crowd. I love it because nowadays no one is like that anymore. It's in your face. You're not in your face. You're trying to, my opinion, I see that you're trying to project a how to be – teach people how to care about each other. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right. Thank you for the compliment.
Very good.
Yes, I believe that everyone has the best version of themselves. I just feel like everyone is still working on the path to get to their best version. It's version of themselves. know, they're still working on it. So if you just see that, if you think that, oh, this person, oh, she's a bit, you know, well, maybe she's trying to work on her own personal goals.
She's trying to get there. Yeah, she's trying to find herself.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing, right? Everybody's trying to find their self.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and I also saw the trailer for Harper. It looks really good. And is today, I think today was the release of it. Am I wrong on that too, or no?
Yes, it's out in theaters. And yeah, I just saw the premiere yesterday.
Cool. Tell us about it. Tell us, where was it? Where was it? Tell us.
Oh, I believe it was in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact address, but it's next to Blaze Pizza in Pasadena, California. Mm-hmm. And I did a Q&A there after we watched the movie, which was very fun.
Yeah, great, great. That's great. So now I got to ask you, now, a lot of kids, I know me growing up, I did the same thing you did, and most kids probably do. They do things around the house and sing or dance or put on little scenes or whatever, but there was not a lot of ways to videotape it when I was younger, but now there is. So what kind of advice would you give to the kids today, letting them know that the outlet there right now for kids, if they do have some sort of talent or want to pursue a talent, what they can do to get ahead in this internet world that we have, this world of technology?
Well, in my honest opinion, do what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let other people's opinions stop your dreams from blooming. Really, that's really it. But also, be you, really.
Yeah.
Be creative. Be original.
Yes.
Start on a fresh start and work your way from there.
That's
until
right.
You actually find ending point. Or not ending point, that's... but you find where you actually reached your goal.
Right. Right. Now you've been in, your mom's Kayla and now Harper. Are there any other movies or anything that you've done or that you're going to be doing?
Well, I've done two feature films, including Harper.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
The other feature was Kayla. And I did a short called Kayla. Yeah.
Mm.
Both Kaylas are based on the same storyline, based on the same plot. But I really am hoping to do a comedy film because I really want to bring laughter upon people. Because so far I've already done three dramas, and I want to do something that's way beyond the opposite.
Right. Right. Well, you want to see, like you said, you're looking to find yourself, and that's going to be part of finding yourself too, right? Is trying comedy. So that's pretty cool. And I think the Kayla was, was it Joe Estevez? I think that wasn't that he was involved in that.
I believe so. Yes,
that's
he was.
Pretty big. That's a big jump there for you there, working in the Joe Estevez project.
Yeah, he was a very great actor to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very enjoyable to, like, work with him and all of the crews that I've been with. Definitely.
Now,
it's like the part where you can't describe with words, but it's where you can think about it.
Right. Right. Now, I see you doing Disney. Have you ever auditioned for any Disney roles for the Disney Channel? You know, that big crew they got over there?
I feel like I want to focus on the movies that I have my ideas for right now.
Right.
And then when I'm possibly older, which is when I probably have already developed my acting skills. Mm-hmm. Is when I could actually join Disney Films and actually have a way where I'm actually a very successful actor who knows how to act really well.
Well, you already are a successful actor. You're only 11, and you're really going crazy here. You're off to a great start, so that's great. Now, you're also a songwriter, so when did you start writing songs?
I feel like my first song was written in 2019, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Back to School, and no, that was in 2020, yeah. Back to School was when I wrote that song on the way home from a trip,
mm-hmm.
because I was wondering, when can I go back to school? Because we were in the pandemic, and
yeah.
had to do online school, and we can't just go back in person because, you know, it's COVID. So
right.
I decided to put all my thoughts and feelings into that song, and I just realized that I had so much fun with that song. I just wanted to keep on going.
Mm. And I have to ask you, while you were in school, were you in the drama club? Were you in the drama club or doing any acting or in the band or the chorus or anything when you were actually in school?
Or middle school right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's been a long time since I've been in Scala, so I don't know what they do now. So
I remember doing some singing and dancing, performing. Me and the whole grade. So, for example, I was in fourth grade, so me and the whole entire fourth grade, we were singing songs and we were dancing. Like, it was super fun. And then we were doing it in front of the parents and the viewers. And it was super fun because I was performing with my friends and I was in a way where I could just be free.
Yeah. Now, do you notice, do you have any problems with kids your age not understanding what you're doing and what you're into, or everybody's pretty much 100% supportive of what you're doing?
Well, there's some kids that I know, they think that my content that I do is a bit childish or at least cringy, if you know what I mean. But still, that's
jealous.
Well, they're saying it in a way where I'm not jealous, but, like, you know, they want to just make fun of me in a way. But that doesn't really let me go from my dream because it's
That's
just
right.
opinions. So it's not real big. It's not a big impact, really. It doesn't make.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, don't ever let anybody tell you what you, like you said earlier, you do what you want that makes you happy. And if anybody tells you no, do it even more, because then the more no's you get, the more you'll want to do it. So to prove them wrong, okay? So it's not even a vengeful thing. It's just a thing that within you that is going to say, I can do this. I know I can do this, and I'm good at it, right? So there you go. Don't ever let anybody squash your dreams. That goes for you and anybody else out there. Everybody, follow your dreams and you'll find happiness. You will. You'll find your happy. So, pardon me. Now, you have, I think, a couple of songs in the movie Harper, right?
No, I have three theme songs. They were titled Promise You and the ending song, Just Like You.
I wish you had sent them to me. I would have loved to have played one. Are you still going to do something live for us, or you change your mind?
I would like to perform a song on the guitar. It's called Back to School. And the reason why I chose this song to sing for you, because this is my first song, and it was actually one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just perform it in front of all of you guys.
Excellent.
You guys
well, All right. Well, I would love to hear it too. So everybody, this is Kayla Bohan, pardon me. And this is Back to School. Check it out and enjoy. All right, Kayla, you're on.
All right. Hold on. All right. I always ask my mom, will I go back to school? My mother always said, wait, not now. Always waiting to go back to school. You always come at me. You always say yes and no. But you can't hear what I said to the bird. You can't see the rainbow where I want to be. Going back to school is what I dream for. Going back to school is what I wish for. Going back. Time is flying by, spring to winter leaves, calms down, not able to see anything, anybody new, tired of laughter, but
Very good.
Okay. Thank
excellent.
You.
Excellent. You know what? It's so funny. You're singing that, and I'm like, I would never want to sing a song about going back to school, but you kids today, you're dying to go back to school. Like I said, I'm a lot older than you, and, you know, we hated school. We hated school. So, but, you know, you guys didn't get school. You know, you had to work from home. We never experienced that. So go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's okay. Yeah, the funny thing is I'm actually in school right now, like in person. Oh. And it's actually not that I can actually see my friends. I could actually go places and not just actually just sit in a chair for like 6 hours a day, you know. It's so different now.
Yeah.
When we were having virtual classes, you really have a teacher to actually just help you when you actually need help. You actually just have to, like, just wait there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, we need human interaction. That's the thing. And you kids, all of you, even my own kids, they had a tough time, you know, with the pandemic, not being able to go to school. Me, on the other hand, I would have been thrilled to death, but different time, different place. But I really did like the song. Did the kids like the song that you played for at school? And you have a video, too, I think, of it, right?
I think I played it in school in fifth grade while I was still in person, I think so. And I played it in front of a fifth grade class, I think so. And they were just listening, and they clapped, and like, woo!
Well, it was good. It's got a nice little catchy hook to it, too. And your voice is very pretty, and you're just getting started. So I can only imagine where you're going to be in a couple of years. With the more you do, I call everything a practice. You know, when you're performing, or even a sports or something, or any kind of thing that you like to do, the more you do it, consider it a rehearsal or practice, because you just get better each time. The more you do it, so I can only imagine what you're going to. Yeah, I can only imagine what you're going to sound like in a couple of years. You're going to be fabulous. You're fantastic now. So who do you look up to in the entertainment industry?
Well, I don't have a specific idol, but
yeah, no.
I really look up to the director, which is also my mom, because not only she is my director, but she's also, you know, my mom. She's like my teacher and my friend at the same time. She's very supportive, and she always likes to give me ideas and thoughts for my dreams and goals. And
right.
She's always there by my side, and she's just a good person overall, and I really look up to her.
And she's your biggest fan. Right?
Yeah.
So who would you want to work with in the industry, you know, either on the music side or the acting side? Who would you want to work with someday?
For the acting side, I would really like to work with one of the Harry Potter characters, such as Daniel Radcliffe. Emma Watson, because I watched all the Harry Potter movies and they just inspire me so much. For example, Watson is so funny with her accent, and she's just such a girl boss. She's so amazing.
Cool. And how about music? Who would you want to work with musically, if you could?
If I could, I would really like to work with – I'm not entirely sure yet, but I really want to stick with my own ideas and work myself, really.
Yeah. What kind of music do you like, though, Kayla? What kind of music do you listen to at home? Before you started singing, what was playing in your house growing up?
In general, it would be
cool
music like orchestra and popular music, such as music we hear today, like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran.
And is that where you'd like to see yourself, like as a Taylor Swift type of artist? Or I know you want to be your own. I'm just saying, in the realm of the pop scene, do you want to be in the pop scene or more of the American Songbook, or more Broadway-ish? I mean, where do you see yourself, hopefully? Right now it's kind of early.
I definitely see myself as in the pop genre, because it's where most of the people that I really look up to are in. Like, I have to have very pop music, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So if you could go to a concert tomorrow, who would you go see?
Concert? Definitely. I would say Harry Styles.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm just trying to get a feel of what you like. In the popular scene right now with the music. That's all. He's got good stuff.
I'm not a big fan of concerts, but Harry Styles is a pretty good songwriter, in my honest opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you watch a lot of TV or no?
I don't really watch TV, like, if I had the opportunity to watch it every day, but not. I usually watch one movie each weekend if I have time.
Mm. So, like, any of the TV shows that are on right now, out of those shows, what would you like to be in, or where would you see yourself out of all the shows that are on right now? But since you don't watch much TV, I guess that might be hard to answer.
Maze Runner, definitely Maze Runner. I've seen all three movies, and I really love the action, the intense scenes, and the actors in general. I just want to be a big part of the, not a big part, but I want to be a part of the movie and be a character where everybody knows, you know. I just love the movie.
Right. Well, that's great. And plus you like action too, so that's good. That's good. That means you could do everything. You could be in anything. So oh goodness. Where can people find out more about you, Kayla?
Find me more on my website. For example, if you want to see more about me for my Harper movie, you can go to harpermovie.com. And I also have KaylaMovie.com, which is just mostly about the Kayla movies, the Kayla Short and the Kayla Future.
Yeah.
And
Instagram, Instagram, YouTube, right?
Okay. I also have YouTube, which is Kayla Bohan, and I have Instagram, which is also Kayla Bohan. My music can also be found on the Harper Movie website, and also many of the top social media platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah.
Anywhere
online.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Anywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Well, Kayla, where can everybody go see the new movie Harper?
I feel like they're now released in theaters. For example, hold on.
Well, you just went to the premiere in L.A., so it's definitely in L.A.
I believe probably going to be released on Netflix. That is our main goal.
Yeah.
Also released in La Mille Nojo 7 in North Hollywood. It's also released in La Mille Newhall in Santa Clarita. Also La Mille's Playhouse in Pasadena.
Very cool. Well, folks, go check it out. The new movie, it's titled Harper, and Kayla Bohan is the main character. You're the main character based on the trailer that I saw.
I am, yes.
Yes. And hopefully we'll see you in something very soon and not have to wait too long to see you in another movie.
Yes, hopefully not. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. You're a very impressive young lady, and your mom must be very proud of you, and I thank her for molding you and getting you ready for the world here, because you know what? She supported you in what you do, and that's all you need, and you're set to go. Once you get people behind you, you're good to go, and make sure you learn a lot on the way. You got a long way to go, kiddo.
Yes, I definitely do, and I have a lot of goals for my near future. Thank
Oh, Kayla, thank you so much. Everybody, Kayla Bohan, and go check out the movie Harper. Look for it on Netflix hopefully very soon, and go to KaylaMovie.com and KaylaMusic.com as well, right? What was it? Kayla Music?
KaylaMovie.com.
Right, and then YouTube and Instagram, Kayla Bohan, and you can find her and you can check her all out. And Ladies and gentlemen, 11 years old, this girl, and she is going places. She is a shooting to the stars. And hang on tight, kiddo, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, all the best to you, and happy holidays, okay?
Happy holidays. Have a very
nice day. Take care, everybody. Kayla Bohan. Bye-bye, Kayla. Thank you, and thank you for the song.
Bye.
It was very good. It was very good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, boy. 11 years old, folks. 11 years old. And I'm telling you, if you got a talented kid at home, you could do anything with the internet. My goodness. Like I was saying before, I mean, her mom started filming her and doing stuff around the house. When we were kids, we were doing the same thing, but we had nobody filming us or an avenue to go to release all this stuff. Now you do. You can put anything out there now and become huge. I don't want to say famous, but, you know, if you're looking to entertain people and it's an outlet for you to get your artistic self out, and even if no one watches, it's a way to get yourself out there just to feel like you did it too. So amazing the things you can do. Amazing. So, again, Kayla Bohan, very amazing young girl, only 11. And I like how she said, like, oh, I've been doing this a long time. I mean, she's 11. She's got a very, very long way to go. And I can only imagine how well she will do and how much better she is only going to get because it's very impressive, very impressive. And congratulations, Kayla, on the movie Harper. And tomorrow night, I'm excited. I'm excited. Hold on one second. Let me move this out of there. We've got, I'm sorry. I got all this crap in front of me here. We've got Fred Schneider tomorrow night from B-52s. Duh. I mean, I don't even have to read that. I wasn't trying to. I was just trying to make room here to grab the calendar. But, yeah, tomorrow night, we have to change the time, unfortunately, to 10:30, and I'm sure you'll be fine with that. And for those of you that don't listen live and download it and listen later, you don't care. So anyway, yeah, we're going to reschedule tomorrow, December 16th, for 10:30 p.m. for Fred Schneider. So that's going to be cool. I can't wait to talk to him. We got a Christmas song. I'm going to talk about his new project that he's working on. And it's he's working on music, too, I think. But what we're going to talk about is not music related. So that's pretty cool. We're going to talk about that, and I'm excited to speak with him. Mike Skill from the Romantics will be back on the 19th. We're going to play some new music from him. And Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights is coming back. I love Marshall. He's such a sweetheart. And we're going to play White Christmas. He's re-released White Christmas. And what else do we have? I think that's it. I don't know if I can squeeze anybody else in. I'm killing myself this month to try and bring you Christmas stuff. I had brought out the tambourine when she said she was going to sing live. I was going to try and hit it, but I didn't know the song, so I didn't want to ruin her song on her. And on Christmas Eve, if I don't drop dead, I'm going to try and do a music night of all the guests that have been on either this month or last Christmas and play their Christmas song. So that should be pretty cool. I love doing that. I enjoyed it during the pandemic. I had, I'm losing my voice, folks. So I keep clearing my throat. My GERD is kicking in today, really bad. Sorry. Oh my goodness. Pardon me. We had, last year I tried to do the Christmas theme as well. And I really enjoyed it because, that's where I was going. Because of the pandemic, I didn't have anybody over. I didn't have anybody, and no company. It was just me and my family. And, you know, after presents and spending the day together and having dinner and relaxing, I threw together a show and did all the Christmas music. And I really enjoyed it. It felt good. I liked it. I love Christmas. Christmas is just a beautiful time, so I absolutely love it. So I hope everybody enjoyed tonight's show. In regard to the technical difficulties as of late, I was told to try something else, which I did, and I hope everything is going well because I'd really hate to leave this service. I like it, and it's very user-friendly for me, which is great. As you all know, I'm not computer literate. So it works for me. So I'm hoping that I don't have to change. So hopefully this worked what they asked me to do. So if you listened in on December, oh God, when was Ron on? December 8th. I am so sorry. We had so many technical difficulties on that show. I couldn't hear. Well, I heard Ron Dante from the Archies. I heard him speak. He couldn't hear me. And I never listened back to the show. And someone told me that all they heard was him saying, hello, hello. They never heard a question from me or our conversation at all. And the songs we played for him, we played Rock and Roll Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And that's all you heard was the music and him saying hello, hello. And I am so sorry. I apologize to him, you, anybody. I'm in a horrible. So I was trying to debate if I should cancel the show and delete it because it's so bad. But the songs are on it. So maybe if I play them tonight, I'll delete that show. Because we had such a great time. It's such a shame that conversation wasn't recorded for posterity or for you guys to listen back to. But Ron will be back in February. We discussed it, so I can't wait to have him back. And I just saw him over in, Bergen Pack in Inglewood. Oh, my God, let's see if I can remember. Ron Dante of the Archies. Dennis Stefano from the Buckinghams, Lou Christie, he was the headliner, Joey D from Joey D and the Starlighters, the Vogues, who else, Brian was in there too, Brian, I can't think of his last name, he did Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, I can't think of his last name, I'm sorry Brian, I apologize, but what a show, my goodness, and I just sat there and watched because I was just in awe. I mean, this is music I never thought I'd see the artists for. I was a kid when they were playing, so by the time I'm now, they're a little older. I'm a little older, so I never thought I'd get to hear them. And there's a lot of artists I've never seen in person that I wish I had, and or even have on this show yet that I would love to have, and I can't because they're no longer with us. So. You know, and what a thrill, what a thrill. So I'm going to end the show tonight playing Ron's Christmas songs, Ron Dante's Christmas songs. I got the albums. They're great. If you get a chance, pick up Ron's Christmas albums. One is the Archie's Christmas, and the other one is a bunch of different artists on it, such as Lou Christie. There's a bunch of other bands on it as well. And I guess if I play these two songs tonight, I'll delete that show because there's nothing interesting on it other than the music. There's nothing. And we had such a good time. We were laughing. I mean, we had a great time. So, and what a pleasure to actually meet him, especially after having him on the show. So that was great. But check out, I think this weekend over at NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey, if you guys are on the East Coast, and even if you're not, you can take a ride in. Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live is there, and there's a bunch of shows going on, actually. And I think tomorrow night I'll try to announce those. I wasn't prepped for tonight, but that show's this weekend, this Saturday, the 18th. Oh, and the 18th. I also have Paul Koff coming back from the Seeds. He's got a new project, the Poppy something. I'm waiting to get I believe he sent me the song. I have to see what else he sent me. But we're going to be playing a Christmas song for Paul. He's got a new song out. And also his new project, the Poppy. Oh, God. Let me see if I can find it. The Poppy something. Oh, man, guys, I'm sorry. Here, hold on. Let me see if I get that. The Poppy Trio or something? Poppy something. Hold on one second. I have it right here. I have to go to... Facebook. Here we go. It's called the Poppy. Tall Poppy Syndrome. That's what it is. Tall Poppy Syndrome. So we're going to talk about that. And you know, Paul was on before. We played You're Pushing Too Hard, and we had an unedited version that no one's ever heard, and I loved it. Well, people have heard it, but I've never heard it, and maybe some of you haven't, but I had never heard this version, so it's pretty cool. So I have to work on getting the music from my old computer to this new computer, and so I have to, I'm going to be picking the songs so they sound great. So they sound fabulous. I'm going to upload them to the studio. So that's going to be pretty cool. So I hope you guys had a good time tonight. I hope you enjoyed meeting Kayla Bohan. And she was a little sweetheart. And I wish her nothing but the best. She's going to do very well. She's starting young and she sounds very driven. And that's all you need, folks. The drive, the commitment, and the confidence to do it. And you could do whatever you want. So, and she's got it. She's only 11. She's got a long way to go, folks, a long way to go. So don't forget, join us tomorrow with Fred Schneider from the B-52s. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to be playing a Christmas song, a couple other songs, and we're going to talk about what's going on. So that's going to be pretty cool. So just remember the time has changed from 9 p.m. Eastern to 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and I will get that out to everybody so that you are aware of the time change as well. So again, thank you so much to Kayla Bohan. I'm going to play, Rock and Roll Christmas. This is Rock and Roll Christmas by Ron Dante. Enjoy, and then I'm going to come back and play Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Ron Dante. Hang on, here we go. Rock and Roll Christmas by Ron Dante.
Yourself a rock and roll Christmas, like the good ones that used to be. Put a shoebox, give up, and a ooh-ah, baby, under the Christmas tree. And a shoo-be-doo-ah, and let's get together singing four-part harmony. Just remember a Santa Claus, he likes rock and roll, just like you and me.
Rock and Roll Christmas. Oh, man, he sounds exactly the same. My goodness. And, oh, so good. He looks so good. He looks like a teenager still. He really does. Dancing on that stage, too, moving around. He's amazing, Ron. He is amazing. All right, we're going to close out with this. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Ron Dante. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Kayla Bohan. And we'll see Fred Schneider tomorrow night, 10:30, December 16th, on Applause Radio Show. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.